All right, let's take a deep dive into the Sylvan Beach Festival down in La Porte, Texas.
Sounds good.
We've got a whole stack of sources here.
Yeah.
Newspaper articles, event schedules.
Wow.
We even got some pretty lively candidate ads, it looks like.
Very interesting.
We're going to see what we can find out about this year's festival.
Yeah.
What makes it so special?
It's always fun to see what's going on down there in La Porte.
So, for those who may not be familiar with the Sylvan Beach Festival,
Right.
let's just start with the basics.
Yeah, it all goes back to 1956 when Harris County actually bought the park.
Oh, wow.
And this year is going to be their 68th annual festival.
Wow.
So almost 7 decades of tradition.
That's impressive.
It is.
So you mentioned tradition there.
Yeah.
What are some of those classic festival highlights?
Oh, classic festival fun. You
Yeah.
got your vendors, live music, a BBQ cook-off, that'll have you thinking about Texas barbecue for weeks afterwards. And of course, the crowning of Miss Sylvan Beach.
Of course.
Beauty brains and community spirit.
It sounds like a real slice of Americana.
It really is.
But there's one event that seems to really stand out, especially for La Porte residents,
Yeah.
and that's the Sylvan Beach Day Parade.
Oh, yeah.
So tell me about that.
Well, this year's theme is our Bulldog Era,
Okay.
which is obviously a nod to the La Porte High School Bulldogs. But this parade, the history of it goes way back, even before the festival itself. To 1932.
Wow. So this predates the festival.
It
Tell
does.
me about that.
Well, it started off as the La Porte Day Parade, and it was going on until it got interrupted
Oh no.
by hurricane
No way.
and then by World War II. So talk about resilience, huh? And then in 1956, when he started the festival, they brought the parade back, and it's been going ever since.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And now it's organized by the La Porte Chamber of Commerce.
Yes.
Right.
Yes, they do a great job of putting this parade on.
So what can people expect?
Well, it's a competition. You've got best themed, most original, best showmanship, and then a judge's overall favorite.
Sounds fun.
Yeah.
I'm seeing some anecdotes about some past parades.
Oh, I bet.
What kind of stuff are we talking?
Just imagine Main Street
Yeah.
packed with people, cheering crowds.
Yeah.
And this giant pig
Okay.
from King's Barbecue, on a float,
Yeah.
smoking.
Oh, wow.
Like the smoke is coming out of the pig.
That's fantastic.
It's pretty cool.
What else?
I'm seeing stories about, marching bands,
Yeah.
the Shriners and their go-karts,
Yeah.
even a float from the old Minimax grocery store.
Wow, that's really cool.
Yeah.
It sounds like a big community event.
Oh, it really is.
It sounds like the whole town really gets
The
involved.
whole town gets involved.
Yeah,
Absolutely.
what else can people expect?
Well, I'm seeing here that, you've got your shop class students working away
Yeah.
on these amazing floats, keeping the designs top secret.
Yeah, of
It's
course.
very
Oh,
competitive.
yeah. But...
And of course, you've got your pageant contestants
Yeah.
riding in the parade, formerly in convertibles.
Okay.
Now they're in Jeeps.
Oh, fun.
So kind of a modern touch,
Yeah.
but still honoring that tradition
Yeah.
of showcasing local beauty and grace.
That's great.
Yeah, it's that blend of old and new that makes this festival so special.
Yeah, I really like that.
It really is.
So we know the parade's a must-see,
Yeah.
but we're also seeing a bunch of other events happening in La Porte
Oh, yeah.
throughout the month of April.
Lots to do.
Yeah, it seems like it's really buzzing with activity.
Yeah, it's busy time.
Okay, so what else do we have going on?
Well, you've got your Main Street Egg Hunt,
Yeah.
transforming Five Points Town Plaza into a Easter Wonderland.
Nice, I like that.
And then you got the Young Entrepreneur Expo
Okay.
at the Garden of Eden,
Cool.
where kids will be showcasing their impressive business savvy.
Wow, so they get involved too.
They do, yeah.
I really like that about La Porte.
Me too.
It seems like they can do these lighthearted celebrations, but they also have events that address more serious issues.
Yeah, that's true.
So, what are we seeing there?
Well, the sources are mentioning this ongoing police investigation
Okay.
into the death of a 17-year-old, Christopher Flores,
Okay.
possibly from a drug overdose.
Wow, so sad.
It is very tragic.
Yeah.
And, it's a real reminder
Yeah.
of the dangers of illegal drugs, especially with fentanyl being out there.
Yeah, for sure.
It's a real problem.
It sounds like the police are really taking this seriously.
Absolutely, yeah.
Encouraging residents to be vigilant.
Yes.
To come forward with any information.
Absolutely.
They might have.
That's right.
So LaPorte is facing this challenge.
Yeah.
But it's also continuing to move forward.
Yes.
We're seeing construction is progressing
yeah.
on the Port Theater on Main Street.
That's right.
And there's also this Harris County Public Health Survey going around.
Yes, they're getting community feedback.
Right. That's great.
It is.
But also, it's really heartwarming to see a town
yes.
that values celebration, yeah. but also progress.
Very much so.
And, you know, it seems like they value their history, too.
Oh, for sure.
There are some great articles here
yeah.
Celebrating some local milestones.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
We've got Floreen Wheeler turned 100 this year.
That's amazing.
And Clyde Ellison is celebrating his 95th birthday.
Wow.
Imagine the stories these folks could tell.
Imagine, yeah.
About LaPorte's past.
That's amazing.
Okay, so let's shift gears for a minute.
Okay.
To LaPorte ISD.
Yeah.
It seems like they're having quite a moment.
They really are, yeah.
So what are we looking at here?
Well, the Mighty Bulldog Drumline.
Okay.
They play second in a drumming competition.
Wow, good for them.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
Second place, that's pretty good.
It is, especially in drumming. You know,
yeah.
that's very competitive.
Yeah, for sure.
And there's a brand new statue of Tuffy.
Oh, nice.
The LaPorte High School Bulldog mascot.
Okay.
Over at the administration building.
So a very prominent spot for Tuffy.
Very prominent, yes.
Yeah, I like that.
Uh-huh.
So they've got their, you know, fun things going on.
Right.
But it also looks like they're making some, you know, big moves.
Yes.
In terms of safety and infrastructure.
That's right, yeah.
What are we seeing?
Well, they just implemented a new panic badge system.
Oh, wow.
So really high-tech
yeah.
approach to keeping students and staff safe.
Okay.
And construction on Bulldog Stadium
okay.
is well underway.
Okay.
Yeah, the spiel structure is up.
Wow.
And you can see the footprint of the Bulldog Development Center.
Okay.
Making shape.
So they're putting a lot of money
Absolutely.
Into these projects.
They're investing in the future, yeah.
Yeah, which is great.
It is.
It really looks like they're...
Yeah.
investing in the future of their students.
That's right, yeah.
So what kind of results are we seeing from that?
Well, they were honored
okay.
as a demonstration school district
wow.
by the Texas Alliance of Black School Educators.
Okay.
And they were also named a finalist
wow.
for the HEB Excellence in Education Awards.
That's a big deal.
That's huge.
Wow, that's really impressive.
It is.
And it sounds like the students are... really reaching for the stars.
They are.
Literally.
Literally, yeah.
I'm reading here that some elementary students got to attend a NASA graduation ceremony
oh, yes.
at Johnson Space Center.
That's incredible.
How cool is that?
That is so cool.
Talk about an inspiring field trip.
I know, right?
Yeah. So academics are important,
yes.
but we can't forget about athletics. And it looks like they're doing pretty well there, too.
You're killing it.
So what are we seeing?
Well, the LaPorte High School varsity bowling team
okay.
finished 16th in the state tournament.
Wow. Out of how many?
You know, I don't know how many teams there are, but
yeah.
that's pretty good.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah. And on top of that, Austin Goetz
okay.
individually placed 8th in the singles competition.
Wow.
So that's pretty amazing.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Well, we have Rukoya Sudeen
okay.
made history as the first female regional champion
wow.
in LaPorte High School powerlifting history.
That is really cool.
It is.
So, you know, it seems like LaPorte ISD is
yep.
really trying to nurture these
yeah.
well-rounded individuals
yeah, absolutely.
Who excel in all sorts of areas.
That's right.
So speaking of well-rounded, let's talk about
yeah.
LaPorte's business community.
Uh-huh.
We've got everything here from insurance agencies to BBQ joints to home decor boutiques.
There's something for everyone.
Yeah. What are we looking at here?
Well, you've got Mike Cooksley Insurance Agency.
Okay.
King's Barbecue, of course.
Yeah, of course.
Maine 101 Grill and Bar.
Mm-hmm.
Liberty Tax.
Okay.
And the list goes on.
Yeah. It seems like a real diverse group of businesses.
Yeah.
Which is good for the economy.
Absolutely.
So, of course, no deep dive into LaPorte
right.
would be complete
right.
without exploring the
yeah, yeah.
upcoming election.
Always important.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
So, we've got several candidates here
uh-huh.
vying for, you know, these positions,
right,
each with their own vision,
yeah,
for LaPorte's future.
That's right.
So let's break some of these down.
Okay.
For mayor,
yep,
we've got Rick Helton,
that,
who is all about redirecting funds,
right,
toward infrastructure,
all right,
and improving citizen participation.
Okay, so more involvement. More involvement.
Okay.
Then we've got Robert Guerra.
Okay.
Who is running for City Council District 4.
Okay.
And his priorities include opposing the new City Hall project.
Okay.
Preserving the charm of Main Street,
uh-huh,
and attracting new businesses.
All right, so a little bit of kind of keeping things the same, but also growing.
Yeah, keeping that balance.
Okay.
We also have John Guyon.
All right.
Who's also running for City Council District 4.
Okay.
And he's focusing on park and amenity upgrades.
All right.
Tackling drug issues.
Okay.
And making those much needed infrastructure repairs.
Okay. So a lot of the things that affect everyday life, it sounds like.
Yeah, the quality of life.
Yeah.
Then we've got Jeremy Borgia.
Okay.
Running for the LPISD Board of Trustees, position 5.
All right.
And he's passionate about student and staff safety.
Okay.
Tackling bullying.
Okay.
And empowering teachers.
Okay.
So, you know, really focused on the schools.
It's really inspiring to see so many people passionate,
sure,
about serving their community.
Very much so.
And we can't forget about Mayor Louis Rigby,
right,
who is seeking re-election.
Uh-huh.
And his campaign is focused on,
okay,
public safety, managing growth,
okay,
and maintaining LaPorte's high quality of life.
Right. So keeping things going the way they're going.
Yeah. That's his platform.
Okay.
So, wow. So many different visions.
It is.
LaPorte's future.
A lot of different ideas.
Yeah. It really seems
this
is a community that cares deeply about its direction.
Very much so.
And where it's headed.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I think we've got a lot to unpack here.
We do.
We've only just scratched the surface the Sylvan Beach Festival and really the heart of LaPorte.
The heart of LaPorte.
So stay tuned.
Yes.
For part 2 of our deep dive.
All right.
Where we're going to delve even further into these unique traditions, heartwarming stories, and the passionate individuals,
absolutely,
that make this town so special.
Can't wait.
Welcome back. I'm still thinking about all those floats we talked about. That Sylvan Beach Day Parade.
It's pretty amazing.
It's more than a parade. It's like a timeline of LaPorte's spirit.
I agree. And you know what's really fascinating?
What's that?
Is all the work that went into those floats back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Like the 60s, 70s.
Okay.
They really, they didn't mess around.
So what are we talking?
Elaborate themed floats.
Wow.
Sometimes they'd even get the shop class students from the high school involved.
Really?
Yeah, to help build these things.
Wow.
And there was this big secrecy about each design.
Okay.
Because, you know, the businesses, they wanted to keep it under wraps.
Yeah, of course.
Until the big reveal.
So it's like a friendly rivalry?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Going on there?
Absolutely. Trying to outdo each other every year.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
It makes you appreciate the dedication that goes into these events.
It really does.
You know, to keep those traditions alive.
Absolutely.
Now, speaking of traditions,
yeah,
we talked about the pageant contestants riding in the parade.
Yeah.
Now they're in Jeeps.
Right.
But that's a newer thing, right?
Yeah, that's a more recent development.
What did they do before that?
Convertibles.
Oh, okay.
Classic convertibles.
Classic convertibles, yeah.
But, you know, Jeeps add a a fun, modern touch while still keeping that that tradition alive.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So besides the parade, we talked about all these other events happening in LaPorte throughout April. It seems like the whole town's just bursting with energy.
Lots to do.
Okay, so let's get into some of these.
Right.
We talked about the Main Street Egg Hunt. So this is at Five Points Town Plaza.
Right, turning it into like an Easter extravaganza.
Okay.
You know, businesses hand out the eggs with goodies.
Okay.
And some of them even have these golden tickets.
Oh, wow.
For special prizes.
So like what?
Like TVs, coolers, and even those trendy Stanley Cups.
Wow. So you can win a Stanley Cup.
You can win a Stanley Cup. Yeah.
The egg hunt.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
That's amazing.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun.
And then for the young entrepreneurs.
Yes.
We talked about the Young Entrepreneur Expo.
Right.
At the Garden of Eden.
Yeah.
So tell me about this.
Well, you've got these 4th through 6th graders.
Okay.
Running their own businesses, learning about business plans, marketing, networking.
That's amazing.
Even have mentors from the LaPorte Bayshore Chamber of Commerce.
Wow.
You know, guiding them along.
Yeah, that's great.
It's a great opportunity.
And then we've got San Jacinto Family Day.
Yes.
So this is a chance to kind of step back in time. A little bit of Texas history.
It's all happening at the San Jacinto Battleground State Historic Site.
Okay.
And it's really accessible for families.
Okay.
Kids get in free.
Oh, that's good.
Which is always a plus.
Always a plus.
It's a great opportunity to learn about Texas's past.
Yeah.
And create some memories with your family.
And then we also have the State of the Cities Luncheon.
Right.
So for folks who are interested in LaPorte's future.
Yes.
This is the place to be.
You're going
to
hear from Mayor Louis Rigby.
Okay.
Mayor Michelle Bechtel from Shoreacres.
Uh-huh.
Mayor David Jennings from Morgan's Point.
Wow.
And even Dr. Walter Jackson.
Okay.
The LPISD superintendent.
Okay, so a really great lineup of speakers.
Yeah, a lot of important people.
Yeah, absolutely.
Talking about what's going on in the area.
And of course, no community is without its challenges.
That's true.
And we talked about that tragic case of Christopher Flores.
Yeah, it's a reminder of the dangers out there.
Yeah.
Especially with these illegal drugs.
Yeah.
And fentanyl.
Uh-huh.
The police department's urging residents to be careful.
Yeah.
And if you see something, say something.
Yeah, absolutely.
Come forward with information.
Now, amidst all of this, it's heartwarming to see that they're, you know, still honoring their longtime residents.
Uh-huh.
We talked about Florine Wheeler turning 100.
100 years old.
Clyde Ellison.
95.
Reaching 95.
That's amazing.
I mean, they've witnessed a century of change.
I know. It's incredible.
In LaPorte.
Makes you wonder what stories they have to tell.
Right.
About the old days.
And then back to the poor ISD.
Yeah.
It seems like they're on a roll here.
They are.
Celebrating all these achievements.
Lots of good news.
So we talked about that second place finish.
Yes.
For the Mighty Bulldog Drumline.
Very talented group.
And then that new Tuffy statue.
Oh, yeah. A new landmark.
Yeah, right.
For sure. Everyone's going to want to take their picture with that.
And it seems like they're really taking safety seriously. Uh-huh.
With that new panic badge system.
It's a good investment
in
safety.
And then the construction on Bulldog Stadium.
It's really coming along.
Yeah, the steel structure's up.
You can really see it taking shape.
And the Bulldog Development Center.
Yeah, they're putting a lot of resources into that.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's great for the kids.
You know, it's more than just
athletics. Uh-huh.
It's you know, meeting spaces, professional development.
A real hub for the community.
Yeah, a holistic approach.
Absolutely.
To education.
It is.
And all the accolades.
I don't know how many awards.
The Demonstration School District from the Texas Alliance of Black School Educators.
That's a big honor.
And then finalist for the HEB Excellence in Education Awards.
Very impressive.
It speaks volumes.
It does.
About the quality of education they're providing.
Absolutely.
And then some lucky elementary school students.
I know, right?
Got to attend a NASA graduation ceremony.
At Johnson Space Center. Can you imagine?
Wow.
What an experience.
And then in athletics, we talked about the bowling team.
Yes, they did very well.
16th place at the state tournament.
Yeah, that's a great achievement.
And Austin Guts placing 8th individually.
Very talented young man.
And then Ruquaya Sudeen.
Yeah, making history.
First female regional champion in powerlifting.
That's so inspiring.
You know, it shows that they're really encouraging students to reach their full potential.
Definitely. In all areas.
Okay, so we've talked about the schools.
Yeah.
But another key ingredient to LaPorte's success is their vibrant business community.
Right, we touched on that a little bit.
So let's dive a little deeper
into
these businesses
that
really make LaPorte special.
Sounds good.
All right, welcome back to our final deep dive into LaPorte and the Sylvan Beach Festival.
It's been a fun one.
It really has. There's so much to talk about.
So much going on in LaPorte.
Yeah, and I love that we've been able to kind of go from the history of the parade.
Mm-hmm. And now we're really getting down into the individual businesses, the people that make LaPorte tick.
Absolutely.
So let's start off with a LaPorte staple here.
Okay.
King's Barbecue.
Oh, yeah. Can't go wrong with Kings.
We talked about their slogan, if we could grow it, we would.
That's right.
But it's more than just a slogan.
It is.
It really shows that commitment to using fresh homemade ingredients.
You can taste the difference.
So what's their secret? I mean, is there a special smoker? A family recipe?
I'm sure it's a combination of things. Yeah. You know, they've been around a long time.
Yeah, they have.
So they've perfected their craft.
Now, if you're looking to
Yeah.
Enjoy some live music. You know, soak in that Texas atmosphere, no. Main 101 Grill and Bar.
Oh, great spot.
That's the place to be, right?
Definitely.
I mean, we talked about the live soft music nights.
Yeah, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
So it sounds like the perfect place to just...
It is. You know, you go, you have dinner.
Yeah.
Listen to some music, relax.
Yeah.
It's a good time.
Do they get a lot of regulars, do you think?
Oh, I bet.
It seems like one of those places where
yeah.
everyone knows your name.
Absolutely. You know, the bartenders know your drink.
Yeah.
You know, it's that kind of place.
Now, for those looking to find, you know, treasures, hidden gems,
right?
We've got Whimsy Home and Decor.
Oh, a fun place.
It's a fun place.
Yeah, lots of cool stuff.
So what kind of stuff are we talking about?
You know, unique gifts, home decor, things you wouldn't find anywhere else.
So vintage finds, handmade.
A little bit of everything.
That's great.
Yeah, they have a great selection.
Now, we can't forget about
right.
Sarah Kessler.
Yes.
The veterinarian
right.
who offers those affordable spay and neuter services.
He is great. Really cares about the animals.
Really committed.
Yeah. Making sure everyone can afford to take care of their pets.
Absolutely.
A great service.
And then back to the schools.
Okay.
LaPorte ISD and the Young Entrepreneur Expo.
Oh, yeah. Those kids are amazing.
They are.
So much energy and creativity.
It's great how they're supporting that.
Yeah. They're really invested in the future.
What's it like there?
Oh, it's buzzing. You know, the kids are all excited.
Yeah.
Showing off their businesses, you know, making their pitches.
So it's like a mini Shark Tank.
Exactly. But with a much friendlier vibe.
Yeah.
Everyone's so supportive.
That's great.
And this year, it's happening at the same time as the spring stroll at Garden of Eden.
Oh, wow.
So it's like a double whammy of fun.
It seems like they're really making an effort to,
you
know, get the community out there.
Uh-huh. Bring everyone together.
Now, before we wrap up.
Okay.
We have to talk about those candidates.
Yeah, those elections are coming up.
They are.
And it's important to be informed.
It is. And we talked about their platforms, their visions for LaPorte's future.
Right.
But what struck me was...
that genuine desire to serve their community.
You could really feel that, couldn't you?
Yeah, it wasn't about winning.
No.
It was about...
it was about making a difference.
Making a difference, yeah.
Exactly. And, you know, we had Rick Helton.
Right. Focused on infrastructure and citizen participation.
And Robert Guerra, preserving Main Street.
Right, that small town charm.
But also attracting new businesses.
Yeah, finding that balance.
And then John Gowan.
Yeah, he's all about quality of life.
Yeah, making sure those everyday things are taken care of.
Parks, safety, infrastructure.
And Jeremy Borgia, focused on the schools.
Right, the kids.
Safety, bullying, supporting teachers.
He's got a big heart.
He does.
Really cares about the students.
And then, of course, Mayor Rigby. Yeah. Seeking re-election.
You know, experience, a proven track record.
Right. Building on what's already working.
It's inspiring to see so many people stepping up.
It really is.
Willing to serve their community.
It says a lot about LaPorte.
Yeah. That civic engagement.
Yeah, that sense of community.
So we've gone on this journey.
We have.
Through LaPorte's history, its celebrations, challenges, and aspirations.
It's been quite the ride.
And one thing's clear.
What's that?
This is a community that's connected.
Absolutely.
To its past, present, and future.
They're proud of where they come from.
And they're excited about where they're going.
Exactly.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into LaPorte and the Sylvan Beach Festival.
Yeah.
We leave you with this thought.
Okay.
What makes your community special?
That's a good question.
What are those stories, those traditions, those hidden gems that make it a place you're proud to call home?
It's worth thinking about.
It is.
Yeah.
So thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
On this deep dive into LaPorte and the Sylvan Beach Festival.
It's been a pleasure.
And until next time.
Yeah.
Keep exploring.
Absolutely.
Keep learning.
Always.
And keep celebrating.
Yes.
What makes your community unique?
That's what it's all about.